This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
BJ and Jamie.
Good morning. Welcome to the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct on this Friday morning from the beautiful Belco Studios, KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado, Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app for free with the podcast and everything's there. Good morning, Jamie.
Well, hello.
How you doing there, pumpkin?
I'm good. I'm solid. I'm happy it's the weekend.
Me too. I got a big weekend.
Yeah.
My first golf tournament, Jamie. You know what tonight is? Let me stand up.
Tonight?
Yeah, I'm very proud of this,
yes?
Okay?
Yeah.
Tonight, you know how the Masters has the Masters dinner before the big tournament?
Yes.
Tonight is the big raccoon dinner.
Whoa, not
that. Let me rephrase that. Yeah, it's sure. The raccoon champions dinner.
Oh, yeah, that's big.
We all put on our coon hat.
Yeah.
And we have wings and celery.
Nice.
And it's just a blowout.
Yeah, do you guys wear jackets at all?
We do. Ours are plaid.
Plaid,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, we wear plaid with the coon hat. Nice. And it's a big outing.
And that's tonight. Fun.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
I bet so.
Yeah.
Does Lisa go with you to the champions dinner?
No.
No.
No women allowed.
Oh, no women, really?
It's a men's club.
Oh. Raccoon Creek is a men's club?
No. Oh. It's a men's club event.
Oh, they
have a men's club within the club.
Understood.
Yeah.
What happened to her big passion for golfing? Remember that phase?
Oh, yeah.
It's waned.
Because remember you like got her clubs and then she wanted BXGs?
Here's, she started out the season like a herd of turtles, you know, last month. Uh-huh. She was going, she's joined the women's club over there,
okay.
Right?
All right.
And going to play, but she had yet to pick up a club, okay? And they start this next week.
But she's still hardcore into pottery.
She came home with a birdhouse last night.
Out of pottery? Wait, yeah. What?
I don't know.
What?
This is all over the place.
How do you make a birdhouse out of pottery?
They had kids' night where you take the kid with you.
Yeah.
So Frog made a birdhouse and she made a birdhouse.
Out of clay or something?
Out of whatever, ceramic pottery.
Oh,
clay,
okay. All right.
Whatever.
Right, nice.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I came home with birdhouses last night. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Did you hang them?
Well, they don't look like birdhouses, and they don't have anything to hang them with. Okay. You know, it's kind of bizarre.
There's a lot going on at that house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They look boring. I'll tell you what they look like. They look like something you'd sit a candle in.
Oh, okay.
Put a candle in there, and that would work pretty good. But the birdhouse, I don't know about a bird.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's more of a lounging room.
Yeah. It's a green room, yes, for a bird. Yes. I don't know what's going on at my house.
Is there like a little couch in there and stuff?
I've got her. I've got Gus in the basement. I got everything going on.
Who cares? You're going to have a great weekend.
You
got the champions dinner, and then you got the golf tournament. Man.
The raccoon champions dinner.
Right, exactly.
Now, you know my name is on a cup over there?
I did not.
Yeah.
Wow, that is.
I'll take a picture and send it to you from the dinner
tonight. Yes, please do. Wow, that is
amazing. BJ Harris right there. I was a champion at one time.
Nice.
That's why I'm going.
I want to just get off this for a second and just tell everybody that I-25, no matter what the traffic guy said, it's a mess. So I-25 northbound at Arapahoe, I think people hit something in the road because there's like 7 cars just for a block.
Oh.
And it looks like they all have flat tires, I think. So that's I-25 northbound at Arapahoe. And then if you come this way, I-25 southbound at, like a little past Bellevue, there's a big accident there too.
Yeah, I don't want to get away from this though. It's the Raccoon Champions Dinner tonight.
Yeah, I heard about it.
I heard about it
for like about 25 minutes.
Well, I know that you've got things that you'd like to bring up.
Tonight's
the big night, Jamie.
I heard.
Did you hear wings and celery?
Yeah, celery.
Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with me.
And you got a name on a cup. Did you know he has his name on a cup? Yeah, it's right there in there.
No idea.
Can I tell you the truth? I don't remember winning it. I really don't.
Wow.
I don't remember. One day I was in there in the club and somebody said your name.
This is really going to go on, isn't it?
They said your name's on that cup. And I had no idea. Well, anyway, now you're updated. I'm pretty excited, though. You can tell.
I'm like a kid at Christmas.
It's a big deal. Did you see the guy that peed in the creek yesterday at the Masters?
No, I did not.
What?
He did.
No.
They're thinking about throwing him out. Oh. Yeah. He had the urinate.
Is he playing?
Yeah, he's a player. He's a player. They had bathrooms on the tee box before, and he forgot to go.
Oh.
So when he got over to the creek, he just whizzed in the creek.
Yeah. I didn't see that. So tell me about your championship guy thing again.
Tonight we wear the hat, and then
the
we
wings
put on
and
a
celery.
Yeah. We plaid jackets on. It's pretty amazing, actually. I'll take some pictures and post for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about your wife's birdhouses? They don't even look.
They don't look like a birdhouse. Looks more like a candle holder. Yeah. We'll take a break. And we'll be right back here at the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is a Friday.
Mumford
and Sons tickets to give away. 7:20. You're not going to break this mood. We're going to have a good time today. Okay. Promise. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
For you. All right, Mumford and Sons. Or as Jamie likes to say, the stepsons.
Yes, yeah, they'll be there too.
Going to be at Red Rocks. Tickets 7:20 this morning. Okay?
Nice.
Make sure. You got a big weekend planned? What do you got
going
on?
I got a lot going on. It's very busy. Everything's very busy. I'm very busy.
No kidding.
Very busy. Very, very busy.
Action-packed.
Yeah, what about you, Carson? Very busy?
Very busy.
Very
terribly
busy. Yeah.
Very busy.
Spadil, very busy. So busy.
So busy.
So everybody's busy.
Busy.
We're all
busy.
Very busy.
Oh, man. I tell you, I had no idea. It's going to be beautiful, too.
It is. 85.
Oh,
my gosh, I know.
We're setting record high for today and tomorrow.
Right? I'm so excited about this. It feels like spring. It's finally here. I've been waiting forever.
Well, speaking of which, we've got our first bear encounter. Did you see this?
No, I did not.
Bear broke into a car up in Evergreen.
Oh, it did?
Yep.
I knew that they saw some in Castle Rock.
Destroyed it.
Destroyed the car.
We got the audio.
Bears are waking up and they are hungry.
And this is your reminder to make sure that your car is locked because bears, they have no problem operating door handles and then some. One driver in Evergreen found that out the hard way last night. Colorado Parks and Wildlife tell us that the bear smelled food inside this car. The bear then tore up the side panels, airbags, and dashboard in an effort to get back out of that car. A wildlife officer responded and was able to let that bear out.
He destroyed the car.
Yeah, they totaled him. Yeah, we've seen that. We've seen him inside him before because they panic because they can't get out.
There's a picture of this bear. He's lying in the floorboard of the car.
Oh, really?
It looks like he ripped the seats completely out of this thing.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
The bears are waking up and they're hungry.
I bet it stinks like an animal, you know?
Oof. It always leads me back to the story of peaches.
Yeah, that never worked out, though, did it?
No, it didn't.
No.
It didn't. Why don't we tell it, though?
I really tried to, I don't know. have insurance fraud. I had a Range Rover that kept breaking, and I took it to John at Highlands Ranch Imports, and he basically said, I'm done working on this car. It costs too much money, and you need to get rid of it.
And then Jamie came up with a brilliant idea. Well, it was bear season.
Because Peaches had broken into my neighbor's car, and it was like a Mercedes or something, and did the same thing, completely destroyed it. So I put a cheeseburger in mine, and that bear never came around.
Mm. No. And by the way, the bear got its name Peaches because it loved peach Trulies.
Yeah. Big fan of the peach Trulies.
Yeah, the neighbors or whatnot would have them in the trash can, and he'd go over and drink a few of those before he, you know, did what he did in the neighborhood.
I swear, I heard one last night. I know I did.
A bear?
Yeah, because they breathe really heavy. Like that. And I was like, oh, I need to check my cameras, actually. Because he's like, and I was like, oh, that's a bear. That is definitely a bear.
Right outside your window.
And I have caramel corn in my Jeep. And I was like, I need to get that caramel corn out of my Jeep. I don't know if they like caramel corn, but I felt like he did.
I think they like anything, don't you?
They even like chewing gum. They said that one at a trailhead broke into a car just for the Juicy Fruit chewing gum.
Really? Yeah, I think they'll eat anything. I don't think there's anything you can put in your car that they won't go for.
I know. So it is bear season. They are waking up and they are hungry.
Could you do that sound effect again? You sure that wasn't a peeping Tom?
No, I'm sure. The way they breathe, it's like, it's creepy. It's super
very
creepy.
Distinct.
Really?
Yeah.
We've had one bear over the past 15 years in our neighborhood.
Really?
One bear, and it was a small bear.
Did you see it?
No, I saw video that someone had shot. I didn't see it personally.
Because I got to see one in the wild at my house, and it is creepy.
It would freak me out.
Because you're just like, because you can't believe you're seeing it.
Like, is this real life? What?
Yeah, and he's just walking. He doesn't care. He's just...
I love this time of year when bear talk is back.
I know it is back. But remember, get rid of all your bird feeders. Don't put those out right now. And even hummingbirds. I don't know if it's hummingbird season yet. I don't think so. But all that stuff, because they'll rip them off the tree.
They love donuts. We all do. I have a donut story for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But first, let me, because we're talking about bears, keep in mind.
Bears never give up.
Says bears never give up.
Here we go.
Give them the
hunt. Yay!
So yesterday, Frog, I pick him up from school because we have to go to tutoring, okay?
Yep.
And so I don't know why, but I picked him up. Are you hungry? Let's go to Freddy's. Let's go to here. Boom, boom, boom. He loves Jimmy John's. He wants to go to the donut shop. Krispy Kreme. He wants a donut.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
I'm just saying. Man, did we hit it right.
You got the hot button.
Jamie.
Oh,
as soon as we pulled in the parking lot, the hot button came on. I walked it, and I didn't realize what the hot button was. I'd never been caught like that.
Oh.
So I get there. I get inside. Lady comes over. She goes, here you go. Free donuts.
Free?
Yeah, you get them free if the hot button comes
and
on.
And they're fresh.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't fresh even know that
no,
part.
No, and everybody in the restaurant. Everybody in the donut shop.
If the hot button comes on, they're free?
Yeah.
I thought it just meant that they're hot.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Me and you both. Because I looked at the lady and I said, we haven't even ordered yet.
Yeah.
Well, why are you giving us donuts? I mean, she was like a donut pusher.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
And I kind of like, whoa, you're crossing the line here, lady. She goes, no, it's free.
Yeah, I didn't
and
know
I said,
that.
Why is it free? She goes, you see that light? That light right there, it's on.
I've never been to Krispy Kreme.
Never?
No. Oh,
it's pretty fascinating.
Is
no.
Wait, what? Really? Tell me.
Let me tell you, that conveyor belt.
Oh my gosh, yeah, the machine.
Geez.
Wait, what are you guys talking about?
All right, so when you walk in.
Yeah?
Folks, stop into Krispy Kreme's this morning, okay? Uh-huh. Is it creams or cream?
Krispy Kreme.
All right, stop in there this morning because you're going to be blown away with that conveyor belt. This is unbelievable. There are thousands of donuts come rolling off that thing every single moment.
Does like the conveyor belt like go around the whole restaurant?
Yeah.
Like the sushi place?
Well, it goes around the kitchen area and not out in the other area because people would take their finger.
Well, they do that with sushi. That place over there. Yeah, yeah. It's on a belt. A belt, and it goes by everybody.
No. Krispy Kreme
has it down.
That's
how you pick it up off the conveyor belt to get it.
It's fascinating, I swear.
Well, then you would really freak out at the sushi place. Your kid would love it. You sit in these booths, and then like a train, it comes by, and it's just sushi.
And you pick out what you want.
I could do that. Yeah, I could do that. That's right down my alley.
But you do wonder how long it's been on the belt.
Every single time, I'm like,
I know.
Yeah. I could do it.
Yeah.
But I was blown away yesterday at the donut shop.
Yeah, it sounds like it. That was a big day.
What a day yesterday.
Man.
We stopped in, got a couple of donuts.
Yeah.
And then you feel obligated to buy a dozen, you know, because you just got two for free.
Right.
You can't be, that schmuck that says, hey, thanks, and leave.
And they're fresh. Come on.
I'm going to do something exciting, and I'll let you guess what it is. All right? You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Horseback riding.
Yeah.
Nope.
Powwow.
Drumming.
Drumming?
Yeah.
No.
Gamble.
Yes.
Buffalo running. Buffalo running. Right?
Yeah, right? Very nice.
Damn, I'm good at this. Who would have guessed buffalo drumming?
She was drumming.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe she was going to use Ralphie's drums.
Jamie, drumming. Is that goofy?
Listen, I just ignore it.
Buffalo run.
Yeah,
you're going to Black Hawk.
I am. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I put it together, huh?
Yeah. Very nice.
Very good. It took a long time.
You all right?
That added.
The only thing is that I hate about the penny slots, you put in a 20 and you hit it like 3 times and it's gone.
Yeah.
It's like, I put in a 20.
You know, I can't understand those machines.
I know.
I don't get it, man. They zigzag all across the screen. You've got a princess over here, a crown over here. You got something that looks like it's four in a row that may have just hit a jackpot, and you don't win crap.
And then you're like, what do you mean? That is all winners right there.
I don't get it.
It wasn't exactly on the line.
Yeah, I got 5 treasure chests in a row. Yeah. You can't tell me there's nothing in that treasure chest.
Exactly.
And the one
that really gets me, and if you haven't played, I apologize for talking about this because you don't get it, but there are these like firecrackers and they all build up. There's these fireworks, they all build up. And if you get enough of them, they explode and you win all the money, right? But then what happens is you keep building it, and then you put $20 more in it, $20 more, and then all of a sudden you're out of money and it never exploded.
We're going to have to take a break here. Jimmy just broke down in studio. We're going to have to get things back in order here. And they have that with the pig machine too. The three little piggies. Have you seen that one?
No.
You feed them as you go.
Yeah.
And they get fatter and fatter and fatter. And at some point they become just
And then the, you get the money.
And then you get the money, but you run out of money before it explodes.
Yes.
And then some
Every
other Yahoo
time.
Comes through.
Yes.
And they slip a 20 in and they hit the jackpot on you.
It's so irritating.
It is.
Gambling sucks. Can't wait to go.
Yeah, I'm in a bad mood now. Tabloid trash is coming up. Oh, and after tabloid trash, we stumbled upon something yesterday called the Colorado Payback.
Yeah, that's the only way I can win.
Jamie found money.
I found money. Yeah.
Carson, did you find money?
Yeah, I found money.
You found money. We haven't stumbled on it.
They've been talking about it for like 3 years, but it just came back up again. Because we used to play the commercials.
Every year it comes up.
Yeah, every year. Yeah.
Yeah. They bank the money every year and then they try to give it back to us.
And that's nice of them.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, at least they try.
That Polis man, what a guy.
I love his shoes.
We'll be right back.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Ta-da! Oh, sorry. I don't know what that was. I'm just excited that it's Friday. That's all.
Me too.
I have a headline here, but I have no information. It just is a headline, and I'll read it to you. But again, there's nothing to go with it, okay? It's just a piece of paper with a headline. Does Britney Spears have fat feet? That's all it says. Look, there's no article.
I know, I saw that too.
Well, I'd sure like to know.
I have no information.
I mean, that's a tease. Now, see, if I come up on that and I got to pay for it, I pay for that one.
You pay for this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
fat
that's
feet?
What happened. Yeah.
You betcha.
Does Britney Spears have... That's all it says.
Yeah.
We'll research that, okay?
I feel like she has fat ankles.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know why it's a thing. It's just the most random thing I've ever seen. So I apologize for sharing it with you when there's no information, but I was like, what is this?
I feel like she doesn't have fat feet. because I'm kind of looking at them and they seem normal. Yeah, there's a picture. I mean, she dances all the time. How could she have fat feet?
Yeah.
Swollen.
Spadil, why are you looking at this?
Because we were talking about it. So yeah. She made a post. It says 13 hours ago, and she just has her feet up in the air. Yeah, they don't look fat.
No, they're not fat.
Yeah.
All right, well, we solved it.
Thanks.
Yeah. This is a sad story. You know how Grey's Anatomy was a rage forever? Well, there was McDreamy, and then there was McSteamy, and Eric Dane became McSteamy, and he has been diagnosed with ALS. This is really sad. Eric Dane has been diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. He's 52 years old. He shared his diagnosis with People Magazine while explaining that his health has not impacted his plans to return for Euphoria Season 3. He will also be on the HBO series set in the coming days. ALS, unfortunately, is fatal. It's progressive. It's a degenerative disease that breaks down the nerves in the body, and there's no cure for it.
No cure.
Isn't that crazy?
It's terrible news.
It is awful.
Yeah.
But I mean that there's no cure, you'd think by now. We can put a man on the moon.
It's one of the worst things you can be diagnosed of because there is no cure.
Yeah, and not only that, but it leads to paralysis, and you're not able to breathe or speak or even move.
I didn't realize that he was McSteamy.
Yep.
I didn't realize that. Yeah, I saw the news story yesterday, but I didn't put one and one together.
Yeah, he was Dr. Mark Sloan on Grey's Anatomy. And he was McSteamy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I know. Taylor Swift, this is a huge story. Taylor Swift is taking legal action against Kanye. Uh-oh. I guess he went unhinged. Kanye West went unhinged. He went on social media to say that Taylor Swift had sex with both Justin Bieber and Harry Styles at the same time.
Whoa, that's hot.
Yeah, two scrawny men.
That's just crazy stuff. Well, she's not exactly fat herself.
No, I know, but now she has a real man. Yeah. She was with two really scrawny boys, and she wasn't. She said she wasn't. He claimed that Swift had had sex with both Justin Bieber and Harry Styles. I know, that would just be so bony. Right?
It's like a bunch of twigs trying to make a fire.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a true story, and I just pictured that.
Spadil, that was funny.
It was funny.
Oh, hey, look at you on a Friday. Oh, look at you.
He even talked about the encounter in graphic terms. I don't know why he knows this, but anyway, he talked about it in graphic terms. Now it says that Taylor Swift she's done.
That's lawsuit material there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you can go after him.
Defamatory for sure. And so she sent a cease and desist, and then Travis wants to meet up with Kanye.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be a good rumble.
We got it.
That's pay-per-view right there, man.
I would pay to see that, actually.
Kanye West.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Kelsey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess he wants to meet with a man to man.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. But the problem is, I understand that Travis Kelce wants to be, you know, her boyfriend and be that tough guy and stuff. But this guy is mentally ill, and there's no dealing with him.
No.
At all. In fact, he not only went on to say that, but then he went on to say that he had relations with Madonna, Ashley Olsen, and I don't know.
But Kanye did.
Yeah.
He also said that he's jealous that he didn't get to sleep with Taylor himself.
Ugh.
Yeah.
He's unhinged.
Yeah.
You don't know what he's going to say next. It's crazy.
He needs to be medicated.
Yeah, like
or tranquilized. I'm not sure. Yeah, one or the other.
Take everything away from him.
Put him down.
Yeah, he needs to be put away for a little bit. Think about what he's done.
Yeah. I'm surprised these platforms allow him to still be on there.
Me too.
I mean, some of the things he's saying are very
racist.
You know, well, racist. They're you know, you take legal action against the platform. He's just a loose cannon, man.
Yeah, he's a mess.
Yeah.
He is absolutely a mess. This is great news. You know what's awesome is when you're 72 years old and you're dating a 24-year-old girl. That's like Bill Belichick is, right? He's 72, she's 24, and guess what? She's running for Miss Maine, USA.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I hope she wins.
I did too.
Yeah.
I feel like she will, just because they want her to, because they want the publicity.
It'd be huge. It'd be everywhere.
I know. And Bill's sitting there, did a great job up there.
Bragging about how he's dating Miss Maine.
Yeah. I like the swimsuit stuff.
I don't know. When I think of Miss Bain, I think of her in a lobster costume or something. You know? Like,
that's fair. With her claws.
Yeah.
The Minecraft movie. You know, Schmidl was on this before it was even cool.
Yeah.
But Dale, we have to give you credit because we didn't.
I knew the chicken jockey was going to take off, man.
Yeah, we had never heard of the chicken jockey.
La 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 lava, chicken. Steve's lava chicken, yeah, Steve is hell. Ooh, mama, see, now you're ringing the bell. Crispy and juicy, now you're having a snack. Ooh, super spicy, it's a lava.
Good job, Schmidl.
Yeah, on it before we even knew about it. Here's the deal. A lot of you will be seeing Minecraft, the movie, this weekend. Well, don't freak out if a bunch of kids get up, start yelling out lines, cheering different game moments, and launching whole buckets of popcorn in the air during key scenes, especially when someone yells, "Chicken jockey!"
I saw a video where kids literally, they do the whole "chicken jockey," and one kid has a live chicken in his hand
that
he holds up in the theater. Yeah.
Really?
This is getting out of hand.
You buy that at the concession stand or what?
Yeah, they just sell it right there.
Because,
you know, they sell the $40 bucket now, so now
promotion.
You get a chicken.
It's the new promotion for the movie.
My wife took Frog last weekend. She said it's a madhouse. She said it's absolutely out of control inside the theater.
I bet.
Yeah.
So don't get all mad and all bent if you, all these kids. It's what's going on right now.
Man,
so.
This thing has set Jack Black up for life.
Well,
okay?
He was already super.
Well, I know he was, but now we're talking that defining moment, okay? Because this thing is already well over the budget that it already had in its first weekend, and they're saying another $90 million this weekend.
I don't know. That's Snow White's right up there with him. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
La, 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 lava.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday. What are you listening to over there, Jamie?
Oh, I was just watching. Sorry, it's something sad. The helicopter.
We're going to get to that in just a couple of seconds. The big helicopter crash that happened in New York City. You know how I feel about helicopters, man.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of them. All right, it's a sad, sad story out of New York. All right, we'll get to that in a few minutes. But yesterday we stumbled upon this. It's Colorado Payback, and a lot of people are finding money on here.
Yeah.
Lots of people. I mean, they have $8 million that unclaimed funds that they're trying to get back to the people that it's their money.
And every state has this, by the way. Every single state. So if you've lived in other states as well, you can go to their state, and you know, it's like treasury.gov or something like that.
And every time I see one of these, I think, yeah, what are the chances? You know, my name's going to be on that list. Well, yesterday, everybody on the show here, we all went and looked, and we're all on the list to get money
back.
Well,
don't forget what Schmidl got.
$1.93.
$1.93.
Yeah, that is insane.
I hope I don't spend it all in one place.
It's $1.93 you didn't have the day before.
Exactly.
You know, Carson had money on there. How much was yours?
$5.
$5.
Nice.
I had $200.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jamie, big winner. Big winner.
But mine was all state checks. I don't get it.
State Farm.
Yeah, I said all state. Yeah. It had a state in it.
Well, I was reading on it yesterday.
Yeah.
And every business that's out there, if they can't return the funds to you, they have to turn them over to the state.
Oh, is that how
so
it works?
So something happened.
Yeah,
something happened. State Farm tried, and for some reason you didn't reply or something happened. So they just gave up. They said, you know what, screw this.
I have 10 checks from them.
We'll just give it to the
that's
state.
Awesome,
let them find it somewhere.
It's so
but
weird.
If you go. Now, you have the website, Schmidl?
It was colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.com.
It's kind of wordy. It's a little wordy.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
You've got to go there. But when you go there, all you got to do is click and put in a couple of bits of information with your name and everything, and you could pop up on the list. We saw a text this morning. Somebody that heard our show yesterday that went in, and they put their name in. What was it? $3,000?
$3,000.
$3,000.
You're talking about changing your day.
Yeah, right? They can go to Blackhawk now.
That's a great Friday. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
We got text after text yesterday of people finding money on their owed to them.
Yeah, so again, just go to, a little wordy, colorado.findyourunclaimedproperty.
I'm telling you, they did it for a reason.
I know, right?
They don't want you to go there.
But findyourunclaimedproperty.com. So there it is. Yeah. So there's lots of money available.
Good luck, man.
Yeah.
Woo! Good stuff.
$1,000 is a lot of money.
All right, this helicopter crash yesterday. What a sad story this is.
Yeah, that's an awful story.
This family came in from Spain. Dad, mom, three kids. They decided the first day in New York, they just got off the plane from Spain that morning, that afternoon they would go in a helicopter ride to see the city, and it crashed yesterday.
Yeah, that's
the
awful.
Chopper, the rotor blade, fell off.
I know. I've never seen anything like that.
It's unbelievable. I hate helicopters. Would I love never them. Go on one. That whole fly over the Grand Canyon.
I wouldn't go on a Robinson. I think those are horrible, but a big one like they were on, those things fly all the time in New York, and you know nothing ever happens except for a plane runs into them or the propeller or the thing falls off.
My wife tried to talk us into going on a helicopter ride when we were in Destin, Florida. You fly out over the ocean and back. No, not me.
I've done it a few times in Hawaii. It's really
you
nice.
Have?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah. All right, here's part of the story.
Authorities say the crash happened around 3:17 p.m., that six people were on board that flight, and there are no survivors.
According to the manifest, aboard the helicopter were six people, one pilot, two adults, and three children.
The mayor saying it was a tourist sightseeing flight with a family from Spain on board that had taken off from Lower Manhattan. Dominic Cognata was walking to a flag football game on Manhattan's west side when he witnessed the crash.
What did you see?
So I just happened to be walking and I heard like it sounded like an engine just dying, and it was like do 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 do, and I just turned, I looked, and I saw the helicopter crash and splash into the water.
A former NTSB investigator tells us the video appears to show the chopper breaking apart.
Well, it appears to me from the video that there was some sort of catastrophic flight control malfunction where the main rotor blade, and head and the tail rotor blade assembly departed the aircraft in flight.
And the saddest part of all are those pictures that came out of the family.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
You know,
they were looking so forward to this little trip.
Yeah,
and you got the kids and the family there before they board. Then there's a picture of them on the helicopter smiling, thumbs up. And it's just sad. Really sad.
We took a couple of helicopter rides in Hawaii, like I mentioned. One was my ex-husband. We were married then. But we took one, and the pilot was so bored with his job, right? It was Blue something. I don't know. They're all over Hawaii. And we're up in the helicopter with the guy, and he's like, and to your right is the volcano. He was so bored. We were cracking up so hard because he just hated his job.
No enthusiasm.
Now we will dip into this waterfall. And it's like, okay. And we got up, we're like, man, he hated his job. And then the next time, my son and I, we went on one, and the guy had just been eaten by a shark, right? And so one of the passengers said, pushed a little button and said, can you fly past where that guy got eaten? And all of us were like, oh my God. And guess what? The guy did it. He flew us over where the guy got eaten.
How do you know if you're over it, though? I mean,
because that's where he was
they
eaten.
Knew exactly where the shark attack was?
Yeah, right in front of the hotel, specific hotel.
That's wild.
And so then he came over that hotel and he said, see how all of this is murky water? He's like, it's not the shark's fault. He said, all this rainfall had come down into the ocean and the shark can't see. So it just gets nervous and it bumps into you and eats you.
Why do they always defend the shark?
He was like an environmentalist guy, right?
It was the shark's fault.
I know.
He ate a man.
He did eat a man.
So it's the shark's fault.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I don't care if he can't see it.
I know.
If I bump into Jamie in the dark, I'm not going to eat her.
Well, now he's made me so paranoid because he's like, never swim in murky water. So now every time we go to somewhere ocean, I'm like, is there murky water? Is this murky? I don't know. Let me see if I can see my hand.
Stay out of the murky.
Yeah.
You know, he probably takes that flight like 8 times a day. That's why he's so bored with it.
So bored that one
day. It's 7 days a week, 8 times. Here we go again.
Volcano crater to your right.
Poor guy. Here he is in Hawaii, flying every day over the ocean. Beautiful scenery, but he's so bored. He's so over it.
Because it's the same flight path over and over, right?
We got a family from Kansas here. Here we go.
There's a waterfall that you won't see anywhere but from a helicopter.
Oh, a guy got eaten over there.
Yeah, I know. It's just so bored.
But it wasn't the shark's fault.
Murky water.
Can't see.
Murky water.
Mumford & Sons tickets coming up at 7. About 15 minutes. 7:20 for your chance to win. All right. Now we know, and we'll get to this when we come back, why the Weezer wife of the bassist, that is, why she was charged with attempted murder.
This gets crazier and crazier, this story.
Mm-hmm.
It's nuts.
We thought something was up, though.
Yeah.
We really did. All right, we'll get to that next.
BJ and Jamie.
from the beautiful Belco Studios, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Free app for your phone. Download it. Get the podcast after the program after 10 a.m. this morning. All right, let's get to this Weezer wife. The Weezer wife. It's a convoluted story.
It is so. It takes an hour to tell.
It's really hard. It's difficult to even get started on this thing. All right, so there was a car crash in Los Angeles. Police are looking for these guys that are part of a hit and run. They take off running. They think one runs into this house, and they start surrounding the house looking for the dude, right? And then this woman, out of nowhere, comes out with a gun. It turns out it's Weezer's bassist. It's his wife.
Right.
Okay. They charge her. They shoot her. And then they charge her with attempted murder. That's all we knew yesterday.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now it's come out why they charged her with attempted murder.
The chaos unfolding around 3 p.m. Tuesday after that suspected hit and run. Officers say they were pursuing multiple suspects on foot into a residential neighborhood. One suspect trying to blend in, allegedly jumping into a yard, stripping down to his boxers, and casually watering plants. And in the middle of this chase, police encountering someone completely separate. The wife of Grammy Award winning bassist Scott Schreiner from the band Weezer. Jillian Schreiner, seen here in an Instagram photo, standing in her own backyard, but it turns out police say she was armed with a handgun.
We're just not sure of the circumstances, what led up to exactly her coming out.
The LAPD says officers repeatedly ordered her to drop the gun. She refused. And tonight, law enforcement sources telling ABC News that video evidence shows she fired her weapon at LAPD officers. And they say they returned fire. Schreiner, who's an author, was hit in the shoulder, arrested, and transported to the hospital with a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. Police say a 9mm handgun and a shell casing were recovered at the scene.
What the heck? Jamie, I think you were onto something yesterday.
She was on something?
I think she was under the influence of something.
Something.
I really do.
That's so erratic.
You walk out with a gun. The police are telling you to put down the gun, and you fire at them?
Yeah.
You're going to get shot.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hey, Weezer wife, you're going to get shot.
Unless she was just so out of her mind, she thought it was the bad guys.
You know, when I found out that she actually fired at him, I thought, man, Jamie was on to something. I think this lady was on medication or drinking, whatever. But she was on something because you just don't make that decision.
Yeah. No.
And they weren't even looking for her. She had nothing to do with a hit and run. They were looking for other people.
And like we said yesterday, if the cops tell you put down your gun, you put down your gun.
Yeah. And I understand you go in and get your gun if there are people running around your neighborhood that are dangerous, armed and dangerous, or whatever.
I wouldn't go outside, though.
I don't think I would either.
No way. I'd lock my doors and I'd stay inside with my gun.
Yeah, you don't know what they've got.
Yeah.
And not only that, when you see police, the first thing you think is, thank God they're here.
Right.
Thank God.
And
now we have something.
I don't want them to think I'm the bad guy.
Right.
Right? They can't decipher. They don't know what's going on. You know, they don't know who's...
They don't know your Weezer wife.
Yeah, right.
they don't have the CDs at home. They don't know.
Exactly, BJ.
I can't believe she fired at him. That is wacky.
That is so crazy.
We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Mumford, the sons, the wife.
Yep, the
stepson,
whole family.
Grandma, grandpa.
Be there. Yep.
Red Rocks.
Red Rocks, July 21st. Here's the deal. You could be going to this awesome concert at an awesome place, which is Red Rocks. Be caller 19 to win a pair of tickets. 303-22 Alice. Good luck.
So, what didn't I listen to you about?
Well,
I mean,
she's like,
I need to pick a bone with you.
Well, because I told you to do something and you did not do it at all. Yep.
All right, let me think about this.
Okay.
This past week.
Yep, this whole week.
What's been in the news? What's been something that maybe you've given me advice on? Stock market.
Nope. I did tell you that.
That I was supposed to buy something.
You were supposed to buy the dip, but you didn't do that either.
I didn't buy the dip.
You didn't buy
I'm a dip. For not buying the dip.
Didn't buy the dip. But that wasn't it, no.
Let's see. Okay, wait a minute.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50.
What could it be? What is it?
5, 10, 15, 20,
20 25, 30,
30, 30, 35, 40,
45, 50. 50. I don't know.
You don't know?
No. I'm usually pretty good at this.
Vision board.
Hello.
Oh!
Shit,
remember, I told you have to manifest your winnings. You have to put it out there in the universe. Oprah even said, and remember, I told you about how I wanted a cabin on the river, and I manifested it, and it came to me, and I got a cabin because I posted it about what my dream was in Colorado, and then it came true. And then you, I said, put it out there, man. You spent $50 on lottery tickets. You've never done that in your life. And I said, put it out there.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
And
you're right.
Did you
do anything? No, I dropped the ball. Yeah, I did. And you know, I deserve it. I really do. I came in here like, I mean, just gung-ho.
Oh, my
herd
God.
Of turtles, man, on Tuesday. Yeah. I'd bought $50 in lottery tickets for the Colorado Lotto because I love that game.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that the odds are better, a little bit better. And it's at $10 million right now. It never ever gets to $10 million.
You were feeling it. You were feeling it.
I was so confident.
Yeah.
And then Jamie said, here's what you got to do. If you want to win, listen, I'll give you the instructions.
Yeah, you got to manifest it. You got to put it out there. You got to post about it. You got to put it out there. Just big.
You got to get off your ass.
Yeah.
You got to go to Walgreens.
And get some poster board, right?
Yeah, markers.
Yeah.
You got to do this thing up. You got to make sure. You got to put pictures of your Lamborghini on there. I don't have one. But
right.
But you got to put pictures of a car on there that you really want live. Yeah.
I told you, put hookers on there.
Your hookers.
All the things. Yeah.
Put the Vegas skyline.
Yeah.
Man.
A Cadillac convertible.
Yes. Yes. And of course, a Corvette.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man.
And jean shorts.
And jean shorts.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Listen. I didn't do it. No, you're exactly right. I didn't win Jack.
Whoa.
See, I got just two. Got two into it. I didn't win Jack. Okay. I'll just leave it at that. I didn't win Jack on my $50. I didn't win $1 on my
$50. Not one.
You did get one number.
Did you get a number?
You said 7
and 11. I didn't win one number. I mean, $1. I didn't win anything. Okay?
Oh,
I won nothing. It doesn't matter if you get one number.
But that's on you. That is on you.
It is on
you. I know. I told it. Walgreens poster boy, come on.
Well, here's the good news.
Okay.
Nobody won.
Oh, all right.
It's now $10.3 million.
All right, we still have time.
The drawing is tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
Yes.
Yeah, tomorrow. So I still have time to get over to Walgreens, get over there in the or Hobby Lobby or what was the other place? Michael's.
Yeah, you got to go in the scrapbooking aisle.
I still have time. I still have time because nobody has claimed this big prize.
I'm sure they have hooker stickers in the scrapbooking aisle. I will tell you, though, and I'm very excited about this because we're going to Blackhawk this weekend. And my friend Lori, she loves craps. She loves to play craps. So she cut out a bunch of poop emojis and put it all over her poster board.
For
craps. Isn't that funny?
It's going to be a good weekend.
Well, you know what I'll do? Since they don't have hooker stickers over at Michael's,
right.
I'm going to take that Hooters calendar that we have those girls out. Nothing against you, ladies.
You know,
but I got to use you as the hookers, okay?
Right. The Hooters.
I don't have anything else.
Yeah, nothing against you, though.
Nothing against
but
you, now.
You're going to be hookers on my poster board.
I'll cover your faces up, okay? I'll do that.
I have a question, okay?
What?
At 303, what's our text again?
202-542.
What happened to the signs that we're
eating? I don't know.
Somebody stole all the signs.
I don't. Somebody's stealing chairs. We got all kinds of things that are going on.
Who knows?
Anyway.
I would love to know if anybody actually had a vision board come to fruition. Honestly, because I do feel like the fact that I put a cabin on the river on Facebook and I said, someday I'll have this someday. I don't know how, but I'm going to have a house on the river.
I was reading an article just a few days ago of a lady that is well known, renowned, I guess they say, about vision boards and about envisioning winning.
All right.
And she has been one of the luckiest people ever in life.
Really?
And she says it's not even luck. It's because of her attitude.
Oh.
And that she has won countless prizes, cars, all kinds of stuff. And I was just reading about her last week.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she says that not only do you have to envision winning, but you have to envision what you're spending it on. You got to envision living there. You got to pretend that you actually, go. If you're going to have a cabin on the lake, okay,
right.
Like you have, You got to go buy the fishing rods before you even win it.
Oh, before you
she
even
takes
get,
it
oh,
to
oh.
a whole different level, Jamie.
Okay.
I mean, you got to go buy the fishing rods, the fire pit, all this stuff, and you just don't even have a cabin.
But just have it ready to roll.
Then you win the cabin.
You're committed.
Because you're so into it.
Man.
And you're so positive.
So you got to go over to Hooters today.
Yeah, I got to go find a hooker.
I don't think
well,
they
not
like
not
yeah.
that they're
not, yeah.
No, that was two different conversations.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll go up to Blackhawk with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. You
know, why, there are hookers up there?
Yeah, they're just
well, I just
all
assume
around.
They are around gambling places. You know, Vegas has
I've never
them,
seen
so
any hookers
assume.
In Blackhawk. Have really? You guys? No. No.
You know.
I don't know. I think you're thinking Vegas, not
Vegas
Blackhawk.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Over there at, you know, Charlie's Lodge. Maybe there's a couple
Charlie's
in the lobby.
Charlie's Lodge?
I don't know. Maybe there are a couple in
yeah,
the lobby.
That's a hot spot
I've
right
never
there.
Thought about there being hookers in Central City and Blackhawk.
Well, they have them in Vegas. You
yeah,
would
I
think
know.
That they'd be around money,
yeah,
right?
I,
wouldn't
I just,
you think that? I mean, I would
I
think
know.
It.
It seems like an odd place for a hooker to be
yeah.
strolling around.
Driving
really?
All the way up to the mountains scantily clad.
I can't name a better place for it.
Yeah, it's a casino.
It's
why
a casino.
A
why would they be there?
Because they have to drive so far, and it's so cold up there.
They have hotels. You can spend the night or the weekend.
I've never heard of this happening.
I feel like a
You've
hooker
never heard
is just
it.
As big a part of a casino as like blackjack. Like you just got to have it.
All right, Texnado.
Oh no! Don't
Every
do this. Don't do this. Don't
yeah.
do this.
You ever been to Blackhawk?
No.
You're playing a game, and some lady in the evening comes walking up.
Really?
Hey, big boy.
But she has Carhartt on.
Yeah. If I were you,
she's got a hoodie.
If I were you, I'd put an extra 10 on that hard 5. Oh, I mean, a hard 6.
What? What are you doing? Can you guys tell it's the
That's
weekend?
Crabs talk.
Okay.
The hard 6.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
You've
yeah.
never heard of that?
Nope, I have not.
Yeah, that's 2 threes, by the way, on dice.
If you have to explain the joke,
hard
it's not
three.
Funny.
Hard 3.
That's the joke.
Well, that's for everybody that don't okay. gamble, that right. doesn't yeah. gamble.
All right, well, yeah. anyway, good talk.
All right, where were we? Oh, vision board. I got to go
right,
get a
right.
vision board.
Yeah,
I got to get prepared for the week and $10.3 million.
Somebody said, yes, actually, there are hookers there. I used to work there.
Boom. Told you.
No!
It makes sense, guys.
No!
Yes, it makes sense.
It makes perfect sense.
They're not top shelf, okay? I'll give you that. All right. I mean, we're a little down the ladder on this one. All right. But you gotta figure, you know, they're walking around up there.
Oh
of course
God.
They are. Table to table.
Can
rubbing
I read
elbows.
Some of these? Can I what? Read some of these? Can I? Let's see here. I never believed in vision boards many years ago, but I started one and I posted a picture of a house of my dreams. It took 18 years, but I finally got it. Whoa.
There you go.
Other things were much quicker. Wow. I made a vision board out of a framed poster of the Golden Rule. Let's see here. Somebody said, I made a vision board and they work. Wow.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I got to do this.
Many years ago when my husband and I lived in the mountains, we used to drive by a particular house and I pictured living there every single time we drove by. And guess what? We bought it.
No kidding.
Nice.
I mean, we have a house in our neighborhood that my wife does that every time we go by it.
Really?
Yep. She says, I would sell our house today for that house right there. Honestly, it's not that much different than our house. But she loves that house for some reason.
But
maybe I put that on the take a picture of it.
Yeah.
Now, the old lady that lives there, we'll have to boot her. But
well, she'll die soon.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll just wait
my
and see.
Sister said that Jesus, my sister's very religious. My sister told my brother-in-law that Jesus came to her and told her that she should adopt a child from like Africa or whatever. And then my brother-in-law said that was weird because Jesus never told him that.
Well, maybe Jesus didn't want them together. She just does it alone.
So.
I don't know.
I was right. like, I guess like.
Yeah, I may have to look into this.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is I think it'd help if you looked at that house along with your wife and said, yes.
Yeah, it's got to be
like,
a joint
manifest
effort.
Manifest it together. Because I feel like yes. my brother-in-law was against the adopting a baby thing, you know? And so he kind of went against it, so it never happened.
Yeah, he was a vision board blocker.
Yeah.
And he'll go to hell. Because he didn't agree with Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I guess I'll have to look into this because it seems like it works.
Jamie, you and your friend are going to be confused as the hookers. Hey, will you stop calling Hooters girls hookers? I'm a Hooters girls.
Oh. I didn't call you a hooker. I said I'm going to use the pictures out of the calendar to represent my hookers. I don't have any hooker pictures.
You guys need to do a better vision board than rating yourself as a number 9 rated morning show.
All right, that's not funny. That's too serious.
No, it's funny because, you know, we're number one. Kidding. But if we were, that would be hurtful.
Yeah, that would hurt real bad.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
It's tax weekend. I was talking to my CPA yesterday. I took all my stuff over, whatever. I did ask him if I could write off the fact that I give Schmidl $1,000 every Christmas.
What did he say?
He said there's not a spot for that.
There's no Schmidl line on there?
It is a charity. Is it basically? Yeah.
You need to be able to issue her like a receipt.
What do you mean? He goes, there's just no line for that. I can't make up a line.
You would think there would be, though. You got cars for kids. Why not hair for dill? I'm just saying.
Oh my God!
You know what you should do? You got to LLC that. They call it 501c or something.
501c3.
A nonprofit.
You need to be that
nonprofit.
Hair for dill.
So everybody's getting together at the last minute. All the procrastinators of the world unite this weekend, right?
Yeah.
And getting it together. He said last year that a woman called him on the 15th crying.
Oh.
And he felt so guilty. He did him. He did him at the, yeah.
But. You got to get him done, man. Because if you owe, it just compounds after that. Well, they throw that interest on there, late fee.
I think, isn't there money up for grabs from Colorado if you file on time?
Yeah.
The Tabor.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, but if you, even if you do an extension, you don't get it, right? Is that right?
I would have to double check, but I think you're right.
Yeah, so you have to get it in just to try to get the Tabor money, man. Tabor money. All right, so good luck with that, everybody. I swear, I always think this, like, it is so complicated. How are normal people supposed to do it that aren't highly educated in being a CPA?
When you call something a tax weekend.
Oh, sorry.
That's depressing as hell.
Sorry.
Yeah, we're rolling into a big tax weekend.
Imagine being a CPA right now. Oh, my God.
I wouldn't want
My buddy Ron, who's my CPA, I was like, how are you doing? And he went like this. Okay. Poor Ron.
Oh, well.
God love him. All right. Did you guys all, we were talking about hookers earlier, if they're at Blackhawk in Central City. Did you guys see Lauren Boebert?
Yeah, I did.
What was she wearing?
I didn't think it was that bad.
It was not formal enough for what she was at.
What was she at?
She was at, a key fundraising dinner attended by the president.
I didn't think that dress was that short.
It was not only short, it looked like she was going to a nightclub. And did you see the guy next to her? He's in a tuxedo.
Yeah.
It was not appropriate.
See, I don't know. Yeah. What's appropriate.
Lauren Boebert stunned everybody when she showed up in a mini dress at a key fundraising dinner that was attended by the president of the United States. The Colorado representative ashamed all of us by looking like a floozy.
Hmm.
Those are my words.
I thought it could have been shorter. I thought it was perfectly fine. I like polka dots.
She was wearing polka dots. Like, she just tried to dress, like, way too young. And, like, she was, I don't know what that thing was. She's got to get a stylist. Stat.
She needs some help.
Yeah, she looks like.
She is just fine. Leave her alone.
And she looks like she's from backward country, Colorado.
She is. Right?
I know, yeah. Anyway, so maybe she was thinking, Kid Rock will love this outfit.
Yeah. Was Kid Rock there?
I don't think so. Oh. I don't know. All right, let's see here. Jelly Roll says that he's lost 200 pounds.
Wow.
Holy crap. They're just going to call him Roll now.
No kidding.
Or something. He's got to change his name.
He would use Roll.
Yeah, you'd just be like, hey, Steve. I don't know what his name is.
Hey, Steve.
What's his real name?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Anyway, Jelly Roll joined some...
Jason DeFord.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah, you don't want to go from Jelly Roll to Jason.
I like Jason DeFord together.
Yeah. Now, I wonder if he's going to be as popular, as fun.
Yeah.
Even his voice, now that he's lost all this weight.
Because now he won't have fat on his vocal cords.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it killed Al Roker.
Well, it didn't kill him. He's still alive.
Well, he's still alive, but I'm just saying that he's just not the same Al Roker without being fat. No.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not fun at all. He looks hungry.
Yeah.
His suits don't fit
the same. I agree. He's just not fun.
Anyway, 200 pounds. He said, I started at 540 pounds, and I was 357 pounds this morning. I mean, he's still a big boy at 357.
Yeah, 500 pounds at one
540.
Time.
That's crazy to think about.
Man. He said, I'm going to lose another 100 pounds, get down to 257, and then I'm going skydiving with my wife. Oh, I don't know. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, Jelly. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, because you have to take a little bit of Cessna to get up
you
there.
And the bunny, man. I don't know if I'd do that one.
Let's see here. Ed Sheeran says that his favorite fast food restaurant, I don't know why this is important, is Five Guys. All right, I'll put that over there. Coachella Chaos is what they're calling it. I guess Coachella has turned into the fire festival. They're saying there's no bathrooms. For the campers. So all the campers are in line, and they said it's taking hours to try to get through. No bathrooms, no food. They said last year they had it organized. This year it's a zoo.
Yeah, and they're saying the weather's not helping too because it's over 100 degrees now.
Oh, God.
Yeah. They're having a heat wave in Southern California.
Yeah.
And for the what's it called again? Coachella? Coachella. That the heat wave is just absolutely unbearable.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so it's miserable.
Kanye West is unhinged again, and this time he went after Taylor Swift, and she's not having it. Taylor Swift, her bombshell legal action against Kanye is what the headline is. Taylor Swift has filed a cease and desist against Kanye West after erratic, deeply troubled posts that he put, a series of really sexually explicit posts that he put up saying that Taylor had relations with Justin Bieber and Harry Styles at the same time, and he told it in detail. He said it was like three matches. Wait, what was it like, Schmidl?
It's like two sticks making a fire.
Well, it'd be three.
Yeah.
There's three of them.
Yeah, it'd be three this time.
Three is this.
I'm not counting. It's okay, Schmidl. You're busy.
Yeah, you are busy.
Yeah, you were paying attention.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I was just trying to look for like the actual tweet from Kanye.
Yeah.
Huh.
Looks like Bobert on your screen to me.
Yeah, that's what I was saying too.
I see it too. He's totally looking at Bobert.
He's got Bobert with that short skirt on. Yeah, the short dress.
Kanye on there at all.
That's not Kanye.
Why is that zoomed
Bobert,
in?
Yeah. Pal.
I like how you tried to
see your screen. Why would you lie? Why would you do that? I'm looking up Kanye's tweets. I want to make sure I do the right thing for a tailor.
Wow. You caught me.
You're looking at Bobert.
Yeah. Looking how short that skirt is.
Yeah.
I had to see for myself.
Anyway, so we said it in explicit detail about the three of them, and she said it is false, defamatory, and now Travis Kelce wants to go beat him up.
All right. What a pay-per-view.
We would
all pay for this.
I would.
Kanye West, Saturday night, we're watching, you know, Showtime or Netflix, and you got Kanye taking on Travis Kelce. Man, would that bring in the revenue.
Yeah, it would. It would.
Woo!
But I feel like Kanye's so crazy, he would like bite his ear off or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or even his nose off.
Yeah. Play dirty for sure.
Arr! Yeah, you're right. I think I'd have to go with Kanye.
Yeah, it's just because he's...
Yeah,
he's,
I think he might be just a little bit more bad, you
doesn't
know?
He have that, like, titanium grill that he puts in every once in a
while? Oh, yeah, that'll really take off a nose.
Oh, yeah.
Clean cut.
Yeah, I think Kanye about when.
I don't know. So, anyway, she's really mad. Then Kanye went on to say he had relations with Madonna, the Olsen twins. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy. Now, I wonder if he did.
I don't know.
I mean, if you say that... Yeah, I mean, you're opening yourself up for a lawsuit big time from Madonna, of all people. But if she doesn't do anything. Then...
Well, they said that back in, hold on, let me look. Back in 2011, there was a picture of Mary-Kate and Kanye making out.
Okay. All right. And who knows? He may have the receipts, as you call it.
Yeah.
He might have the receipt. He might have one of those cone bras from Madonna. You know, the cones?
Yeah, we got it. Yeah. Oh,
just saying. I didn't mean to stand up.
I know,
and
but
put
you stand up and you,
like
put your, and you push your boobs together, hey, look, and that was just.
The cones?
Yeah.
He's got a pair.
Damn, you got a rack, man.
I do, don't I?
Yeah.
Can we keep going?
You might have too much estrogen. Have you been checked for that?
Do they? Do they check for it?
Yes.
In dudes?
Yeah.
That's a really? Huge thing.
Yeah.
In dudes?
That's how you get the man.
Oh, I've never gone in for that.
Yeah. I would go in and show them those and then just say, can you check me for it?
Are you guys setting me up?
No,
they really
you literally
do that.
Can walk in and say, hey, "Look here, doc."
Yeah. It's called gynecomastia.
Can you give me the e-check? Come on, man.
Yeah.
The e-check.
Yeah.
Because you might need some more testosterone.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I tried those butt plugs at one time.
Yeah.
Remember?
Or I
no.
Beads.
Beads. Beads.
The
beads. Beads.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. Yeah. Beads. Tried the beads once.
Yeah.
Yeah, they work, I guess.
Well, why did you stop taking those?
Well, A, they're expensive.
Okay.
And B, they don't last long.
Oh, okay.
Because I remember you were feeling good.
Yeah, you were feeling good. Yeah.
Well, I found you got about 30 days. It's a lot like an electric car. It'll run out on you.
Well, right, but you just
back
get more of them.
Yeah. Well, it was too expensive. It was costing
you
me.
You just bet money on the freaking
60
Masters.
Bucks.
I know.
Bucks. No,
what's more important,
like
your
$800.
Health? Your health or the Masters
I'm not
betting.
Going in every month to get $600, $800 worth
of... You can do injections. It's way cheaper. Like, way cheaper.
Nah, I don't like needles.
No.
No.
All right, well, just live with your boobs then. Yeah. All right, there you go.
I'll go get a check, maybe. Just say, hey, Doc, take a look at these. Is that normal?
All right, I'm done.
Can you imagine that? Oh, we got to mention this.
Oh, wait, what was it? What just happened?
Carson's out showing off his meat today.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, out slinging some of that meat out of the back of a truck. Now, where are you going to be and what are you doing here?
I'm going to be at Southwest Plaza in Littleton, right at the mall right there. Big tent, big truck with a lot of meat in it. 4 to 6 tonight. So stop by on your way home from work. They've got, 20 ribeyes for $40 right there and half price discounts on bulk, like New York City strips. And they have the smash burgers. Those are actually really good. So they're
really
small
good.
Smash burgers, gourmet smash burgers, chicken, seafood, pork, all the meat.
Southwest Plaza in Littleton from 4 to 6.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Got some sad news here.
What's that?
DU lost yesterday.
Oh, they did?
Frozen 4.
Oh, no.
We're out.
Oh.
Done. Finished. Oh. Overtime, though.
Oh, okay.
It was
double
a good
overtime.
Game.
Double
overtime.
Overtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the winning goal by the other team. Michaels for the win! He scores! Colin Michaels is the hero for Western Michigan. He's not a hero. He scored for the wrong team.
Well,
so we lost.
Oh,
we lost.
I got
we're
some good news.
Four. What's that?
I got some good news. Facial Aesthetics, you know who I go to?
Yeah.
They just called me to tell you that they have hormone replacement therapy for men.
Oh.
You mean like the E-test?
Yeah, they can figure you. They can like make all that happen for
balance
you.
Balance out.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Change up everything,
yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How long does that take?
Like, so shout out to FacialAesthetics.com. What?
A couple of hours,
I
think.
I don't know. I don't know.
Hormone treatment's like an ongoing process. It doesn't ever stop.
She just said, just come on in. They'll fix you right up.
I pictured it like an oil change or something. You know?
No.
Go in, just swap it out.
Yeah. You got to do a lot of testing.
Hey, have you guys done the cookie challenge with your kids? Well, I think your kid is too old.
Yeah, probably.
But here's what you do. It's going viral. So you put 3 plates in front of you, mom, and child, right? Okay. And then you put like one cookie in front of your wife, you put 2 cookies in front of your daughter, and no cookie in front of you, but you put paper towels over it. And so you all sit there and you go, okay, we all got a surprise. So you all open up your paper towel, and then all of a sudden, you don't have a cookie, right? But she has 2 and mom has 1.
Okay.
And then you go, oh, that's so sad. I don't have a cookie. And then most of the kids are like, one of the kids goes, do you want a banana? They're like,
because you're not having one of my cookies.
They're like, no. And then you just kind of like try to say, wow, you have 2. None of these kids give their parent a cookie. None of them. Because they have 2.
Yeah.
But they refuse. They're so excited to have 2 cookies. They don't share at all.
I'm telling you right now, little Debbie would look at my plate.
Yeah,
Dad, you're not getting a cookie.
Yeah,
my cookies. And then she'd go to my wife Bree, and she'd be like, this is mine too.
I would say 80% of kids would not give up their cookies.
Yeah. They don't. Yeah. It's so funny, but it's going viral. It's pretty cute.
Yeah.
But you know the thing is about only children, because you're one, I have one, and you have one as well. They don't know how to share. Because you're an only child.
Yeah.
My son, to this day, says, I don't share. I'm an only child.
Sharing's a problem.
Frog's bad at it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because he's basically an only child,
He's really bad at it.
Yeah, it's just a thing.
I guess it is. I mean, it makes sense, though.
It does.
I mean, you're growing up alone.
Yeah, and look at Carson. He never shares
anything. Yeah, he never shares.
Nope. Yep. It's, so it stays with them until adulthood. By golly.
More for me.
Yep.
Well, the only thing he ever shares is that truckload of meat. He'll sell you some of that in a heartbeat. All right. Bears. They're back.
Yeah.
Okay. We did this story earlier up in Evergreen, man. There was a bear that got inside of a car because they left some food in there. They're waking up, Jamie.
Well, I know. They're in my neighborhood. All They've right. already posted about it.
Wow.
Boo Boo is up and running. We have one bear. We call him Boo Boo, and they've already posted about it. He's in the backyard.
What happened to the other bear, Peaches?
Peaches? I don't know.
Never just didn't come back, huh?
I don't know what happened. Yeah.
They probably found it like a turkey in a trash can in another neighborhood.
What?
Well, he might have found, you know, just, some food
listen,
in another
we don't know what happened,
neighborhood with
It doesn't need a story.
Evergreen. Bear attack. Well, attack
it's
the car.
Attack. Yeah. Oh.
Can we play it?
Bears are waking up and they are hungry.
And this is your reminder to make sure that your car is locked because bears, well, they have no problem operating door handles and then some. One driver in Evergreen found that out the hard way last night. Colorado Parks and Wildlife tell us that the bear smelled food inside this car. The bear then tore up the side panels, airbags, and dashboard in an effort to get back out of that car. A wildlife officer responded and was able to let that bear out.
The way I get in my car every day, I would freak out. If I opened up my car door, there's a bear inside.
I just think it's crazy they can open a car door. Yeah. I always have thought that is just so bizarre that they know how to lift up the handle.
My dog can open the bathroom door. He takes his mouth and puts it on the handle, turns it.
You got a knob? You have a knob door?
Did I throw you off on that?
Well, yeah, because you said he puts his mouth on the door, and then he turns it. And I was thinking, like, it's like a flat handle. And then knob really threw me off, dude.
Knob.
Bears never give up.
Dude, God, I'll cut you off guard.
Well, at first I was thinking of your dog.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Bears never give up.
We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Bears never give up. Give them
the
heart.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, it's her fault.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
I agree with that.
I've got man boobs. Jamie's pointed that out this morning. Too much of that, what's it called again?
Estrogen.
That estrogen. Yeah. Instead of testosterone.
Right.
And I told Jamie, I said, hey, it's my wife's fault. She makes me do too much laundry and too much of the housework.
Right.
And that gives you man boobs.
That's why mine are so petite is because I don't do anything.
You don't do anything. Yeah. Men that have men boobs, that's because that's you're doing too much housework. You're doing a lady's job.
God.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what causes it.
You know, I feel sorry for her. Your wife.
Why?
Because all you've been talking about is this Masters. So excited.
Shh.
So Casey, working on the wedges, working on that short
game. I've got it on the computer here.
Here at Augusta National.
Because I've tried to talk to you like eight times about different things.
Yeah.
And you have the TV on, watching the Masters on your computer.
Huh?
Yep.
You're slowing the club speed a bit.
Definitely different ways to do it.
And you just have checked out on life.
Yeah, I'm that way at home, too, when it comes to the Masters.
Yeah.
Did you see yesterday? There's a guy they want to throw out of the tournament. He's
a golfer,
golfer. He's from Spain, I think. He peed in the creek.
Well, if you got what did they want him to do?
I don't
know. I mean, he had to go.
Well, I'm just saying, here it is.
I completely forgot that we had those restrooms on the left of the tee box.
Okay. 13th tee.
Yes, yeah. Correct. And then
he's telling them that he saw bathrooms at the 13th tee.
Yeah.
But He forgot. He had to pee, but he just forgot to go at that moment.
Right.
So when he got on down to the next hole, he had to go.
Yeah.
He had to go. You couldn't go back to 13. You're on 14 now.
And they won't let you get in a cart and go back, right?
No.
Yeah.
No. So he whizzed in the creek. Where else?
I completely forgot that we had those restrooms on the left of the tee box.
Okay. 13th tee.
Yes, yeah. Correct. And then I'm like, I really need to pee. Didn't really know where to go. And since JT had an issue around the green, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sneak here in the river. Probably the people would not see me that much. And then they clap for me. Probably one of the clubs that I really got today, like real loud. So that was kind of funny. I mean, it was not embarrassing at all for me. So
hey.
If I had to do it again, I'd do it again.
Put that putter away. Hey.
You need to go home and take a nap. Yeah, I don't think they're going to kick him out. If you have to pee, you have to pee, yeah. Right?
I got to go. I got a story for you, though.
Oh, all right. No.
So on the course that I play, when you get to number 16, there's houses around that area. A lot of golf courses have this, right? There's guys that used to go to the restroom right there on a couple of trees that are there because you're kind of blocked out in a way. Well, there's a lady that lives in one of those condos that got fed up with it. And two guys that I was there that day, when we got to the clubhouse, these guys, they were in front of me. But when we got to the clubhouse, the police were there.
Oh!
They had gotten caught, and they were hit with indecent exposure.
No!
No. No. And this was only like 7, 8, 9 years ago. And this lady called them in. She had seen them, called the police.
Oh, come on.
Police show up at the clubhouse, and literally they are under arrest for indecent exposure on the golf course.
I understand if it was a dookie, because that would be really annoying. But, I mean, they just peed. Right?
You don't dookie in the cup. what are you talking about? No, nobody dookies. No, I'm just saying that they whizzed on the course.
I understand
and
that.
They got hit.
I can understand. What I'm saying is I can understand calling the police if there was a dookie situation.
Yeah.
Because that would be nasty, yeah. Right? But they just peed. Who cares?
I think the other guys in the foursome would beat you up if you dookie situation.
Okay? What are you supposed
to do? The dookie thing. You go to the clubhouse. You get out of there.
But sometimes you can't make it.
Exactly. What if you...
Peeing's a little different, okay? So you got to go, and you don't want to go to the clubhouse. But from what I understand, they also got hit with, what is it? You're a sex offender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of indecent exposure.
Are they still doing that? I thought,
Yeah, they still do it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. You get labeled that all the time.
You know, because like at Chatfield, you just stand on the deck, the swim deck, and you just whiz.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those people could, like little kids and stuff.
Yeah, you can get in trouble for it. I don't know about kids. Parents might get in trouble for it. But if you're a grown adult, you can't be out on the golf course just whizzing.
I'll tell you what, though, being a girl sucks when you're at the golf course. I was at Mountain Gate, and I had to pee real, real bad. And you have to go deep into the woods.
Deep.
Deep. You guys just get to whip that little sucker out. I said little.
But a lot of those courses that are in town, you don't have that opportunity. There are no deep in the woods.
Yeah.
Because there's no woods.
Right.
You got a little tree here and there, and that's how you you get caught in that situation, I guess.
But this guy had to pee. He was laughing, and it didn't sound like it was that serious.
Well, I didn't see any video.
Yeah, well,
of him standing there, you know, with his back to you and the creek in front of him and, you know, that thing. So I don't think anybody really saw him do it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a couple of people, but that was it.
Well, it's the Masters this weekend. BJ's very excited. It's where they win a coat or something.
Well, it's a big it's a big deal because my first golf tournament of the season is this weekend too.
Yeah.
So I'm playing, and we have our big Raccoon Champions dinner tonight. Over at the club,
mm-hmm.
And I got to put on my plaid jacket, my coon hat.
Yeah,
go over there and have some wings and celery, and I'm looking forward to it.
I heard
so,
all
yeah,
day.
So big.
Very excited. You're very excited.
You can't be happy for me ever.
Well, it's just that you put a lot of emphasis on the things you're doing, and you don't ask others about what they're doing. I asked Carson what he's doing, and he's doing really fun stuff, and you didn't even care.
Well, we'd go to what you're doing, but we got to take a break. But maybe Monday, Tuesday, we'll get to it. All right. Don't forget, Masters is on all weekend.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, what are you doing this weekend, Carson?
He's selling meat. That's what he's doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, out there slinging meat out of Southwest Plaza, aren't you?
Yeah, he's going to be slinging meat.
Yeah. Now, you get those steaks, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Do they give you and then you buy some too? You do it both ways, right?
I can't remember.
Yet. The right answer is yes.
But here's what we're talking about. Carson's going to be at Southwest Plaza in Littleton today from 4 to 6, slinging his meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they got everything. They got burgers. They got steaks. They got chicken, seafood, pork, everything you want.
I'm going to come by.
Load up. You should.
I'll help you sling.
Yeah. Okay.
I was just reading this, and I thought about Schmidl, and this is kind of a sad story, but yeah, a good story at the same time.
No kidding.
Did you know that most people would, if somebody, like if I invited myself along, if you had a golf tournament, right? If I invited myself, you wouldn't mind at all.
Say that again.
Okay. So let's say you're doing something fun, right?
Okay.
And
yep.
I said, well, I want to go. You wouldn't mind. But most people, most people don't invite themselves because they're too intimidated.
But, yes, I got you.
Right? Okay. And so here it says, have you ever heard your friends talking about weekend plans and wondered if you should ask to tag along? Well, most Americans chicken out. And you're not alone because most people, 92% of people, say they would never ask to tag along. Whereas the people that have the plans say they wouldn't mind at all.
I agree.
And so it says, researchers say we often think not being invited means we were intentionally left out, which makes us feel like it's a rejection. But in most cases, people just don't think to invite anyone else, not out of malice, just logistics or timing or whatever.
But here's another way to look at it, though. I think that if you become that person that always invites yourself, you become a real pain in the butt. Okay.
Yeah.
Look at you a lot differently because I know a couple of people that if I mention I'm doing something, they'll always say they want to go.
Like Powerball Pete.
They'll jump in. Well, just people. Let's just leave it at that. Okay.
Like when you say you're going to lunch and he wants
to go. I'm not winking at you that it's Powerball Pete. Okay. I'm not. I'm just saying that you don't want to become that person either. So it's a fine line,
line. But I do think that Schmidl should ask to join situations like, you know, if he said, because we're all going up this weekend to the Blackhawk. What is that? The Blackhawk.
Yeah.
To Blackhawk. And, like, I wouldn't mind if he goes, hey, can I go up there with you? Yeah. We'd be like, yeah, sure.
Right. And
but
you
know, would never do that.
There are days that I come in here and say I'm going to lunch. I'm going down to Hooters. Okay?
Right.
I'm
going
to go down to Hooters. It doesn't bother me that if Carson spoke up.
No, I have to tell you to ask them.
No, but I'm just saying, forget that part. I'm saying that I shouldn't have to ask because they know that they're invited anytime they want to go.
Right, but my point is you don't think about doing it. Not out of malice. You just forget to, you know.
Well, they always turn you down.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
At some point, you just stop asking, right?
Yeah,
because, I mean, Spadil's been a couple of times. I think Carson's been once.
Yeah.
And I go
times,
a lot. You've
times.
Been twice. Yeah. Okay. But I go a lot. Okay. But most of the time, they say no. But they know they have an open invitation, you know.
Schmidl, I'm just saying you need to start, because especially now that you're, you know, single and stuff, just start inviting yourself to things. Like, tell BJ you want to go golfing with him this weekend.
Oh, can I go golfing with you this
weekend?
You
got a chance in hell.
tonight is the champion's dinner.
Oh, take him as your date.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, plus one?
I could take you to the dinner.
Oh, see?
You'd fit in that, you know, that environment.
But they got wings.
No, you're not going on a golf course.
Why not?
Because you're suck at it.
I'd grip it and rip
you're
it,
you're not even a part of the men's club. No, I'll take you to the dinner. You get a free wing, okay? No problem. But you're not going on a golf cart with me.
Right?
No. But I have no problem telling you no either.
I hit a mean 9-iron, dude. I'm real good at that one.
Sure.
Yeah.
As that one.
I'm just saying because, you know, I don't want him to get in a place where he's sad or anything like that with this breakup and stuff. So I want him to get out there.
Are you going to get out there this weekend? I mean, this is kind of your first weekend after the breakup.
Well, I've been like hurt the last 2 weeks. Like my knee's been messed up and my hip's been messed up.
Oh, I thought it was your heart.
I thought it was your heart too.
No. I haven't been able to play paintball, so I'm going to go play paintball this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how you get over it, huh?
But
do you put a picture of her up there?
I'm going to put it on the opposing team.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I would do if I were you.
Yeah.
No, this is not what I need him to do. What I need him to do, because he's surrounded by the same people. That's not getting out there.
He's in a rut?
He is in a rut. Mm. A horrible
You're in
rut.
A rut.
You are in a rut.
Yeah, but they all make me try to quit playing paintball whenever I get with a new one. So it just doesn't...
No.
I don't want to quit playing paintball, so then, you know, it leads to a problem with girls.
Now, wait a minute. This last girlfriend, did she try to get you to quit paintball?
It was coming.
I know for a fact she hated it.
Oh. She did?
Yeah. She just thought it was going nowhere. Yeah.
Oh, not me. I think he's got the, you know, the world is your oyster.
Well,
out
I don't
there.
Think it's going anywhere, but I think he enjoys it. So if it's his hobby,
if it brings him happiness.
Then yeah. But what I'm saying, but you know, you're going to stay in that little group of people and you're never going to get out there and meet other people. You know?
Yeah.
It's just all men all
That's
the time.
That's scary, though.
It is so scary.
Try something completely different, though.
Yeah.
You know, go to tracks this weekend or something. You know?
That's not new.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my. Speaking of which,
yep.
I got a story here.
Okay.
I'm going to read you the headline.
Okay.
Then you can just take it from there because according to the story, it's real. Okay?
All right.
Pentagon, secret plans for a gay bomb.
A gay bomb?
That would make the enemy irresistibly attractive to each other.
Wait, what?
What are you talking about now? Where are you getting this?
The United States Air Force once made plans for a gay bomb.
Uh-huh.
I've actually heard this rumor before.
I never have.
Yeah, that they would drop a bomb, and it's non-lethal. Nobody gets killed. It's just all of a sudden the other soldier looks really hot.
Well, why can't we get that serum for Spadil?
Yeah, try something different this weekend,
yeah,
just Spadil.
Walk into a room with it, set it off. Yeah. Right?
Just walk into a room with it, set it off.
It's a piece of the deal.
Yeah. Take yourself a little, you know, a little hand grenade game on.
Oh, yeah.
A little hand grenade. Right. Toss it into tracks and you go in there.
Yeah, just put a little bit behind your ear. Yeah.
Okay. All right. We need to go home.
Yeah,
okay, this is getting out of hand today. It's getting out of hand. We gotta stop. Stop.
God.
BJ and Jamie. La 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 la. Chicken. Steve's
lava chicken. Yes, Steve's hell. Ooh, mama, see. So what you mentioned earlier this morning, that's a warning for people that's going to the theater?
Yeah, they said that if you start doing your, what is it called, chicken jockey?
Yeah.
Chicken jockey! If you yell chicken jockey and throw your popcorn and get on somebody's shoulders, that they'll kick you out.
You're going to be booted.
Yeah, of Minecraft, the movie.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, they're going to crack down this weekend.
They're taking all the fun out of it.
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
The chicken jockey. You know, if the fans get into it, I wonder if other people have complained, though. That's probably
I told you on Next Door, there was a woman that I hadn't heard of this chicken jockey thing yet. And on Next Door, a woman's like, I don't know what's happening at the movie theaters, but people are out of control.
Yeah, it's people, too, that complain and go to management and say, hey, I want my money back. Couldn't enjoy the movie. You got chicken jockeys all over the place. And,
I mean, like, listen, when you sit there and just watch a movie, it's kind of boring, right? This at least makes it fun.
Yeah, it's kind of turned into that Rocky Horror Show or whatever it's called, you know, that where people dress up and go at midnight.
Yeah.
It's kind of turned into that. This movie is huge. Minecraft. If you've not seen it yet and you're a Minecraft fan, you're missing out on it, I guess.
Yeah, it's huge.
I mean, it's going to make a boatload of money again this weekend. What, 157 last weekend? It'll do 80 this weekend.
My kid played Minecraft during the pandemic with his friends. Remember, that's their only communication. I have an only child, so I was happy about it because they talk and everything. They made whole cities. It was insane. Like, he even made a Walgreens. I didn't even get it. I'm like, why are you making a Walgreens? It's like it's part of the city.
I don't get the game.
Yeah.
The Frog's 7.
Yeah.
And man, is he good at it.
Well, and Spadil is 80, and he's great at it.
Yeah, you're good at it.
How old are you now?
35. Oh. Yeah.
You still play Minecraft?
Tick, 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 yeah, tick, every tick, now and then. Tick, yeah. Tick, tick, it kind of comes in waves. Tick, tick, tick,
uh-huh. Tick, paintball tick, and Minecraft. Tick,
tick, tick. Dude, it's
how
a good
can
time.
You not be a catch? I don't get it. La 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 la.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alex 105.9.
Okay, I need everybody to close their eyes. Okay, so now you're supposed to imagine nature. You're in a field. Just light, the wind is a little blowy. It's very blowy.
You just killed the mood.
Yeah.
It says imagining nature environments can reduce all your stress and promote relaxation, even in a minute.
Yeah, but when you went to blowy, I went to a whole different thought.
That turned me off.
I live in a different world, Jamie. Yeah. There are no birds chirping where I'm at. It's all blowy.
It's very blowy. No, it says it's the easiest way that you can, if you're in a stressful moment or whatever, just close your eyes and imagine nature, and it'll go away.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I may have to try that.
All right.
I'm getting a lot of pickles over the weekend.
Oh, speaking of pickles.
I'm in a pickle.
What? Yeah, speaking of pickles, registration for, what is it, Carson?
It is the National Pickleball Championship, and it's a series, and it's coming to Colorado. They're having three tournaments. Registration's open right now. It doesn't matter if you're a pro, amateur, whatever.
Where do we go to? What's the website?
Hold on. I got to...
TickleMyPickle.com?
TickleMyPickle.com.
I got to find it. Hold on.
Wow.
You had Rocky to, Mountain.
Wait, hold on. You had to top Tickle My Pickle?
Pull My Pickle?
I know. You had to top it?
Yeah, I still have my eyes closed. I'm not opened my eyes yet.
All right, what is it? Sorry. We are so dumb. This is the world's worst show.
Yeah, so far, I'm in a different world.
All right, what is it?
RockyMountainPickleball.com.
Okay, RockyMountainPickleball.com. Doesn't matter if you're amateur or pro. You know what's funny about this? I have to admit this. I have been talking about pickleball for 3 years, and I have never even done anything with it. Like, I've never even played. I've never tried to play.
And you always yell at us about us not playing, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I know. I'm mad at everybody for not participating.
She's a pickle pusher.
I am. It's true. It is true. All right, anyway. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, okay. All right. If you've seen this, then don't guess the answer, okay? Schmadil.
Okay.
All right. What is the average percentage where people start to panic about their phone battery?
Ooh.
From 1 to 100.
I saw this.
I can tell you what mine is.
Thank you for being honest.
Yeah.
Mine's 15.
15%?
Yeah.
Mine's 20.
The average is 38%.
Really?
Yeah, it says the average American typically starts to worry about their phone's battery when it hits 38%, what researchers are calling panic percentage.
Yeah, I could see it.
Yeah.
It depends on where you're headed.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I don't panic about it if I'm at home.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah. You know,
but if you're about to leave the house, and you're going to be out, let's say, at an event or something, like a sporting event or something, I could see 38 being the threshold.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, it's really bad when you're on hold, like with the IRS or whatever, and you're at 4%.
Oh, no.
And you have to, like, try to find a charger.
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, that part's bad. Lifetime is releasing a new trailer for the Judd family. It's called Truth Be Told. It's all about the Judds. I know that you love that. What was the
Wynonna?
Wynonna. Yeah, Wynonna, Naomi, and Ashley are the Judd family. Here is the trailer.
Oh, hang on.
Dear
I got to fly.
I didn't realize
it was coming up.
Your eyes are still closed.
I still got them closed. Well, I didn't know.
14 number one records.
Mother Naomi and her daughter Wynonna, the Judge.
I was so proud of their success.
It was magical on stage.
It's heavenly music.
But off stage.
Naomi spent her whole life building this narrative.
She had no idea what I went through as a child.
I was old enough to know that something was wrong.
There were secrets. Big secrets.
It's a blessing and a burden to be that close to your mother.
She was afraid telling the truth would break her.
My grandmother had two brothers who were predators.
A text from Mom said, please help.
I've never talked about this before.
It was a very trying time.
To say you have to live the blues to write about it.
The Judd Family, Truth Be Told. Premieres Saturday, May 10th at 8, only on
Ooh,
Lifetime.
That gave me goosebumps.
I kind of like it, yeah.
I know, wow. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Didn't Wynonna and Ashley find out they had different dads like as adults?
Don't know.
Something
I'll have
like
to
that.
Watch.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah, that looks good. And it's going to be, hold on, standby. Lifetime. It will be released. It's a 4-part documentary. It airs May 10th and 11th. I'm really excited about Hulu's documentary that there. It's not till July, so I'll talk about it later. But I love Imagine Dragons.
Yeah.
Like, I love them. I think they're amazing. And I love their stories and their songs and everything. And they're coming out with a documentary on Hulu in July. It looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Really good. Plus, I like it when he takes off his shirt. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dan, isn't his name Dan?
Dan Reynolds.
Yeah. He's ripped and shredded, kind of like you, BJ.
I know.
Like when you take off your shirt, you know, sometimes you accidentally pull up your shirt when you're taking off your sweatshirt.
It's no accident. I was like,
Dan, is that you?
It's no accident. Are you kidding?
I mean, it's amazing. I'm excited about that. All right. This is exciting for Bill Belichick. You know, he's 72 years old and his girlfriend is 24.
Right.
24 and he's 72. And I guess she's going to be in the Miss Maine USA competition.
She's going to be Queen Lobster.
Yeah.
He's going to be dating the Queen Lobster of Maine.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is. So
I don't know if she's going to win. She's not that good of a looker, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We'll see. Former New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, announced she is representing her hometown, Hannock, in the Miss Maine. And now you have her in a freaking lobster suit in my head. Because, you know, you said that she was in a lobster
suit. Well, that's what I picture when I see Miss Maine.
And that she was doing
lobster claws.
Lobster
claws.
Yeah.
Got her claws on old Bill.
God.
Just saying.
All right. Taylor Swift really, really mad at Kanye West. He went online yesterday and said he knows for a fact that Taylor Swift had relations with Justin Bieber and Harry Styles at the same time.
I dated a queen once.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She was the tobacco queen at the state fair or at the county fair. They had a.
Did she chew?
No. They had. I don't know why they used tobacco though. But they had tobacco queen that you know, the girls would go for. You had to be 16, 17 years old. Hey, I dated one of
the tobacco queen.
The tobacco queen, yeah.
Huh.
She was a looker.
Is she beefy? I feel like the tobacco queen is beefy.
Well,
and talks like this.
Well, I just picture her spitting into a platoon.
Me too. Hey, BJ, come on over here. Let me spit
you guys.
Your ass.
No. She didn't spit into a platoon. She was beefy, but
isn't it a spittoon or is it
spittoon?
A spittoon? Yeah, it's not a platoon.
Yeah, right? You don't spit into a platoon.
It's a spittoon.
Spittoon is
did
the
I
name
say
of
spittoon?
It.
I said platoon. Spittoon.
No, don't be a schmadel.
No, you said spit into a platoon.
Oh, platoon. Okay.
I just repeated you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It is kind of a thing. You're right, yeah.
Sorry about that. Anyway, so do we think this is true, that Taylor had relations with Justin and Harry at the same time?
I'm going to say yes.
She's suing over it. I don't know if I would say yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
Is she suing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
All right, my day here is done. I'm done.
Because,
there you go.
Because I feel like if I say yes, she's going to come after me.
Yeah, I know.
Because I've just said it, you
and
know?
By the way, she does sue radio people in Colorado.
Yeah.
Remember that one guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he grabbed her or whatever, allegedly, or I think he did, and she got him a dollar?
She never did it. She never did it. No, she did not do it. I will go to my grave with that. She did not do that.
BJ and Jim.
Here comes the music. Let me explain this very quickly here, okay? There's a kid here in town. His name is Nash. He drives a car. We call him Nash Car. Get it?
See?
He drives a car at the racetracks around town. And Jamie and I have been a sponsor for the past, a little over a year now.
Yep.
On his car. So we like to have him on every now and then, especially during the race season, and talk about what's going on in the car world with Nash Car. So Nash is on the line with us this morning, and let me get to him. Good morning, Nash.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited.
Yeah,
you're excited.
Getting excited.
When does the race season start, Nash?
We start tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Get out of here. I had no idea.
Me either.
We start tomorrow at noon.
Okay.
At Honor Speedway.
Nice. First race of the season.
No, wait a minute. Let's back up here. Which speedway are you going to be at?
Honor Speedway in Pueblo.
Oh, okay. All right.
Pueblo.
Down in Pueblo, huh?
Yeah.
And you're racing at noon? Normally, you guys are doing night races. What happened?
Yeah, their opening race is usually at noon. Earlier in the day. I don't know why.
Yeah.
They just have it like that.
All right.
But all I know is we're ready to go.
Okay. All right.
How's the car running these days?
Wicked fast. We tested last weekend.
Yeah.
We were the fastest in our class by over 2 seconds.
Right.
Whoa.
No kidding.
That's because you have that illegal spoiler on there.
Well, not only that, he drives a Tesla. That's what he's racing. You know,
actually,
it's an electric car.
I'd like to talk to you a second about this knob, those knob people that they cut down trees or whatever. What's their name?
Knothead?
Knothead, yeah. Sorry, not knob. Knothead. It seems to me that they've kind of taken over the side of your car a little bigger than BJ and Jamie.
Well, I don't think someone has paid yet, and I think that could be another thing as well.
Now we're into a little touchy territory here.
What do you mean?
So wait a minute. So these knob guys, these hobnobbers came along.
What are they called again?
Knothead.
Knothead, not knob.
All right. These knotheads came along, and they paid you already, and you decreased the size of our logo so you could slap them on there?
No, you guys are actually bigger this year.
Doesn't look like it when we see the car.
No, they're
the pictures don't look that way.
But not that our sign is, but they are bigger on the side of your car, true?
True.
I told you.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you're, wait a minute. Now, we've had an understanding here for the past year. Yeah. We were there when hardly anybody was
When no one was there.
We were there way before these knob lickers were out there.
Yeah, knob lickers.
Yeah. So let me ask you something. Why would you demote us over knob lickers when we are, you know, we've been there with you from the beginning, dude?
How much did they pay?
I don't like talking about how much they paid.
Oh.
We do.
I think that's not public information.
Dude, you're racing in Pueblo this weekend. Tomorrow at noon, okay? I think we can disclose how much knob lickers gave you.
I can't do that.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't know what's going on with them, but they are much bigger on the side. We used to have the door, and it was just BJ and Jamie, the door to ourselves. It was huge, right?
Beautiful.
Yeah, and it was huge. Well, now we're like this big, and knob lickers are this big. And I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, we're not a fan of that, okay? Can we work something out here?
Maybe we need
to pay them. If we go ahead and send the money over, so we'll be paid up, which we can't disclose how much that is, $500,
right.
Okay? If we go ahead and send the money over, can we get the size of our logo back?
Yep, and we'll even give you guys roof spots.
Oh, good. So if you flip over, they'll see it.
Which happens often.
All right. Okay.
Okay. We'll send it over to you.
Well, BJ has Venmo. So after we get off the air,
we'll send it.
Yeah,
over.
He'll send it over to
you. Yeah, just send me your Venmo stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll be sure to remember it's the Mickey Mouse check. I'll be sure to look for that.
Roasted.
All right,
he's not lying.
All right.
Man. BJ has Mickey Mouse checks. Wow, Nash is on fire.
Nash, it's been fun having you on the show. I'm sorry we're not going to be able to work you in any longer, but it's been a lot of fun, man.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
All right, buddy. Hey, good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck on Saturday or tomorrow.
Good luck, okay? And we'll check in with you next week to see how the weekend went for you.
That's perfect.
All right, buddy. All right. Tell knob lickers we said hi.
Oh, my God. This is going to be uncomfortable. When I go into Buds and see those guys, it's going to be very uncomfortable.
You know these guys?
Yeah, I know them.
What are they again? Knob hobs or something?
Not something.
Knotheads.
Knotheads?
Yeah. They cut down trees.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But knotheads. So
they're going to be like beating me up. Who called us knob lickers?
That's a great name for them. All right, there you go. That's Nash Carr. Expect that every week. That ought to keep you plugged in.
Oh,
right? All right, BJ, Jamie Morty Show. We'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morty Show. Is he high? Is he high?
I don't know.
Is there something wrong?
I'm watching.
Hang on. Let's explain exactly what Spadil just did, okay?
Okay.
He walked into our studio with a notepad.
Yeah.
Which is very rare, because we didn't even know he had a notepad. Yeah. All right?
Exactly. All right. Exactly.
That's very rare. All right. So, Spadil, go ahead and tell us again, because we only had a few seconds here before we came on the air. Go ahead and say what you said to us just a few minutes ago.
Well, I got a call from a PR firm, and they represent Patrick Waugh's son. His name is Jonathan Waugh. And apparently Jonathan is playing a concert here next week. He's a country artist. He's going to be playing down at the Marquee Theater.
And Patrick Waugh is obviously a legendary goaltender for the Colorado Avalanche.
Yeah.
That's his son?
Yeah.
That's it?
That doesn't sound country. That sounds rocky.
You know what? Tell her we'll talk to her.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it. All right. So let's do Monday.
Okay.
Monday.
I'll give her a call back.
All right. Tell her we'll talk to her on Monday after, like, yeah, I don't know, after 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
On Monday. I mean, it's Patrick Waugh. It's his son, right?
Well, Patrick Waugh is legend here.
Yeah. Let's figure out what's going on. All right.
He was the one that always, he always stepped over the line.
Yeah. You could never touch the lines.
He would never touch.
I didn't live here at that point, so I don't know what you mean.
He was the goalie, right? Yeah. So when he came out on the ice, he would step over the blue line. He never touched it. And he always ate the same meal every night before before the game. He ate steak.
And he also did the iconic chicken bob. Like his mask on.
He did that all the time.
Chicken Bob.
Chicken Bob.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll talk to the son.
When I was married here, we had season tickets, and so we always sat right behind his head.
He did it a lot.
Yeah. He did, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the kid's name again? Josh?
Jonathan.
Yeah. Jonathan
Waugh. He looks very earthy.
He does?
Yeah, like very earthy. Right. I can't explain him.
Now, are we talking to Jonathan or are we talking to the publicist?
Oh, we'd be talking to Jonathan.
Yeah, let's talk to him.
Yeah.
I know, but can I just talk about this for a minute?
Yeah.
We can't talk about his dad because he wants to promote himself.
Yeah, it's his own thing. It's like,
well, we'll get to both.
I know, but you know how it is, like when people talk to me about you, I'm right there.
Yeah. No, so I get it.
In your shadow.
Like, yeah, I'm always in your shadow because it's BJ and Jamie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's always sad.
And that probably will never change. It's going to always be like that. So yeah. It does get old, like, I'm sure.
I mean, like,
I never experienced it, but I'm sure you do.
Like, literally last night, right? Ron, my CPA, right? Yeah. I'm dropping off. He goes, hey, how did BJ get his name? And I go, yeah, you don't want to know.
Well, that's not exactly what I meant as far as me being in the forefront of the conversation. We got to go. We got to get out of here. All right, so we're going to set this up for Monday, okay?
Just
after 8 o'clock. Patrick Waugh, does he still live here or does he live somewhere else?
No,
where does he live?
He's actually coaching for the Islanders right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, who's that?
New York. It's a hockey team.
Yeah.
I don't know who it is.
It's Cayman.
So, so he coaches.
There's a hockey team there.
They have hockey in the Cayman Islands?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, man. I know they even had ice down there.
Yep.
All right. So, we'll talk to him after 8 o'clock on Monday. Patrick Waugh's son, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Who's trying to break it in the country music arena, I guess, right?
Yeah. Very good.
The music sounded okay to me.
It wasn't horrible.
No, it wasn't bad at all, in fact.
All right.
We'll get to that on Monday. All right, everybody, have a great day today. Don't forget, another chance to win those Mumford and Sons tickets coming up with Slacker later on this afternoon. And let's see, that's it?
Yep, that's it. That's
you guys have a great weekend.
And good luck on your golf tournament.
And good luck with you. You're headed up to Blackhawk this weekend.
And I'm going
to
win.
Good for you.
I'm going to win. Remember, you got to put it out there in the universe.
Yeah.
I'm going to win.
Positive, man.
Yeah.
Carson's going to be slinging meat today.
Yeah, Southwest Plaza Mall from 4 to 6 tonight. So make sure you stop by and we'll hook you up with all kinds of meat.
That's not tonight. It's this afternoon.
It's really light out at 4 to 6.
4 o'clock.
Okay. Well, later today.
I've been wanting to say that all day. But it's like, it's not tonight. It's 4 to 6.
Yeah, 4 to 6. Yeah.
In the afternoon.
Very,
I'm going to come see you.
Yeah.
Okay,
I need some meat.
I just learned how to play craps in like 5 minutes with BJ. You should do that master class.
I should.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should. It's really easy.
I'm gonna play on the dark side.
Yeah. Get out. No, don't get on the dark side. They'll run you out of that place. You kidding? You won't ever be allowed back up there. All right. We got to go. You guys have a great weekend. Don't drink and drive. And we'll see you back here on Monday. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.